You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So, let's see. This weekend, I spent time both days on that machine you talked me into.
Good.
That is, they should rename it.
Like a torture device?
It should
device?
Just be called, no. It's a workout.
It is.
It should be called like the sweat box or something.
Yeah, it gets you going. I told you that when I told you to buy it. I was like, you're going to be dripping.
Yeah, and I didn't believe you.
Yeah, it's a good workout.
But man, I did that. Some good food this weekend. I did a lot of writing on Eric Swan book number 4, a couple of chapters done with that. I'm trying to wrap it up in the next few weeks. So I can get it out by, I don't know, if not Christmas, then first of the year.
Yeah.
Did that, and happy birthday today to my bride.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet Gretchen has a birthday today.
Uh-huh.
And when I asked her what she wanted for her birthday, she looked me in the eye very lovingly and said, Botox.
All right. Smooth it out.
Oh, yeah. It's funny, you know, she went on to, she had an interesting point about it. She says, look, she goes, I'm a woman of a certain age. She goes, I don't really give a rat's what people think. She mm-hmm. goes, I want this. I liked it. She gets it like once a year, I think.
Sure.
And she was funny. She went on to Next Door and she had put a, because we've just moved and she wanted mm-hmm. to know, you know, in the area. And it was funny because it blew up on Next Door with her little question and people responding. Mm-hmm. And it was funny because a couple of the women who got on there said, thank you so much for talking about this. We've tried to tiptoe around and we just have to whisper and ask. And Gretchen is like, I don't whisper. She goes, I'll yell it from the mountaintop.
Right.
Who's got the best damn Botox around here? She goes, I ain't too proud.
That's funny.
So
I feel like that's so like mainstream now that I don't know why they would be like, oh, don't tell.
I don't either. Huh. But it's still that way with a lot of women. Not all, but with a lot of women. It's like, don't tell anybody that I got Botox.
No.
Gretchen says, I don't care.
No, you can tell.
I get it. So that's her big birthday present.
Roll right on. Good.
Injections
get rid
into
of
her face.
Crow's feet or whatever.
Happy where birthday, it? Honey. Here's some toxins.
I know. Let's not get into that.
Anyways, that was my weekend.
Funny.
What about you?
Same thing as you. Just got a lot of stuff done. Got some errands done. Got our flu shots. Best food of the weekend. I made some delicious French dip with 2 different meats in there. I did like a mesquite turkey and the roast beef. Oh, it was so good.
I got to jump in and tell you, speaking of food, because it's Croctober.
I know.
I will tell you that we made the Crock-Pot chicken corn chowder.
Yum. The original.
With the original.
Basically the one that started it
started,
all.
Started. And that one was perfect.
It's so good. Yeah, that is the best. I should probably repost that one. I don't think I've posted it in like 3 or 4 years. But anyway.
What?
Yeah. And then what did we... Oh, we got down to the basement. So our basement has just been an absolute nightmare disaster. Mostly because since the pandemic started, the kids have been playing a lot in the basement, you know, before we went back to school and everything. And you went down the stairs, and you can either go, you know, left or right, but either way you went, it was just stuff everywhere, and toys, and furniture, and this summer we went and bought new patio furniture for out back. We had, like, 2 love seats and 2 big chairs. Well, the kids wanted the boxes from those, so they mm-hmm. took these 4 giant boxes and put them down in the basement and built, like, 3-story houses. Like, they were structurally sound, Dom. Like, Reed had wood in there holding them up, and he had cut holes for an air conditioner, and he'd put a fan in there, and he went and got an extension cord and plugged it into one of the outlets and ran power to the whole thing.
It's not going
to
burn down
the
house.
That was my first question. And he had lights in it and Christmas lights, and it was a very elaborate, well-done box fort. They had carpet in there. It was really cool.
I love that.
We made him tear it down yesterday.
Oh.
We're like, enough is enough. It's been up for like 6 months now. We need our basement back. So a few tears were shed, but I think, you know, by the time it was all said and done and they could see the floor again, they understood why we wanted to take it all down.
Did Reed come to you and ask for a zoning variance?
He had permits posted on the door going down to the basement.
Yeah, he wanted like some sort of hearing before the city council
this. Yeah, I got to give it props, man. Like, it was very well done. It was the most elaborate.
Will you let him build something new in that space?
I'm sure. Yeah, we could probably, you know, do something else.
What are you going to do with that space? Nothing?
Oh, yeah, which is fine. I'm too OCD. I don't like the clutter, and Nicole's a little bit like that, and we just got tired of going down to the basement, not being able to move around. So it was so funny. Like, he was actually kissing it goodbye. He went up and kissed it goodbye, and then he took a knife and cut the door off of it that he had the door. He's like, I'm saving the door for a memory.
Oh, my God. That's great. He should
super
just
sentimental.
Attach the door to his wall in his bedroom, and it'll act as some sort of fantasy portal into another universe.
There you go. Into Minecraft world. So, yeah, that was my weekend. Broke the kids' hearts, man.
Mm. You're such a meanie.
I'm a mean dad.
You had to tear it down, and you're not going to do anything with that space.
I don't care. It's wide open. Room for more junk this Christmas.